News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the free school meal scheme is a great initiative, but it needs to pay more attention to the nutritional needs of students. That's according to Dorina Allen, chef, author and founder of Ballymaloe Cookery School. Good morning to you, Dorina.
Good morning. Sorry, beg pardon.
You're all right. You're all right. Tell us, what's your problem with the Ireland's free school meal programme?
Well, basically, it's a brilliant, you know, progressive initiative, a really good idea. And everybody, in the beginning, everybody sort of really was super excited about it. And But the parents and children and everything just loved it. But then after a short time, the kids seemed to be a problem. And then there's a whole lot of a lot of the children were bringing home kind of half eaten or whatever meals in their satchels. And both the teachers and the parents are concerned. In some cases, are concerned about the waste of food, the packaging, and so on. And not to speak of the nutritive quality of the food. So, and it's at the moment, it's not at all transparent in many cases, although there are different providers. Some are doing much better than others. But in one case, there was a particular meal that had up to 70 ingredients in it, but there was no transparency about what's in the food. And you know, this is a fantastic opportunity to really nourish the next generation
I think there is, as well. In terms of things like packaging, in fairness, I think the reality is that most of our schools aren't set up with school kitchens. They weren't built that way. They weren't designed that way. Yeah. So the food is prepared off-site and has to be sort of transported. So some kind of packaging is probably a given here because of the way, you know, in terms of if you have to bring food to hundreds and hundreds of kids, there has to be a way of doing it. So I cut them some slack, provided it's you know, compostable and all of that. But the nutritional value is obviously
super important,
completely, and a concern. Yeah. And obviously, this is your bailiwick. Like, what would you like to see in the school? Because I've seen lists of things, you know, in terms of people say like one day is chicken goujons and one day is lasagna. But some of the meals looked okay. The things I've seen. What's your concern around the lack of nutrition?
Well, in a way, I think the most important thing is not to confuse feeding with nourishing. And it's super important that we, you know, really, every food we give the children is real food and not ultra-processed food. At this stage, we can't say any longer that we don't know the damage that kind of food is doing to our health. And already here in Ireland, we have 1 in 5 children are either overweight or obese.
Yeah.
And so we're really on sleepwalking into a incredible health crisis. And, this was the big opportunity to do it really well. And I think at this stage...
And you're concerned that... Are you concerned that what we're seeing, and I haven't heard reports that we're seeing this level, but are we... That sort of, it's the nuggets and chips end of the scale. Is that what you're concerned about?
Well, there's lots of choice and all of that, but each and everything, I really feel it doesn't have to be expensive food. It just has to be real nourishing food that's going to give, to keep the kids healthy, because every single bite of food has the impact on
either
negatively or
positively. Sure, but can you give me an example of what you, if Dorina Allen was designing what went into one, say, school meal, what would you put in it?
Well, basically, I keep saying this real food thing, that it's, you know, just low seasonal food that is just cooked simply and is delicious and really full of good things for the children. Because as we all know at this stage, the kind of food they eat actually impacts on their everything, their behaviour, their academic achievements, everything. So a lot depends on dinner, basically.
Okay. And maybe lastly, in terms of all of this, you know, are you seeing kind of feedback from parents? Are you seeing feedback from teachers as well?
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And I mean, it's very interesting here, because one parent said to me, it's brilliant. The kids love it. We love it, et cetera. And then right beside her, another parent said an expletive at disgrace. So it's obviously different. There are several providers, and some of them seem to be doing a very good job. But basically, it's none. And also, it's a great opportunity to really integrate this into the whole education system. So it's not just about gobbling down a bit of dinner.
No, absolutely.
I mean, there are lots and lots of other.
I have to say, I do wonder as well when you say loads of food waste, loads of uneaten food coming home. Is that because the kids don't like the food, or is that because, and this is another issue around things like obesity, are the portion sizes just way too big? Because that happens with kids too. We overestimate how much they should be eating, that they need huge amounts of food that they don't need.
I didn't get that particular comment actually about too much. And but then there's plenty of good models already. In Japan, it's a huge priority for the government to nourish the children and so on, and to educate them. It's part of the educational system.
So we
can look at that. We can look at the Schoolyard project, and we can also look at the MAD one. When I say MAD, M-A-D, in Copenhagen, where something like 70-80% of the food is organic food that's fed. Okay. It just has to be real food. They come home bouncing with energy.
Thank you for that indeed. Thank you for that indeed. Let us know out there this morning your own experiences of the hot school meals. Are your kids eating them? Are they enjoying them? What do you make of the contents, the nutritional value, all of that? Let us know. That was Dorina Allen there, of course, chef, author and founder of the Ballymaloe Cookery School.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.